This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis appeared to seek to reassure China on Saturday using a gathering of Catholic missionaries in Mongolia to state that governments had nothing to fear from the Catholic Church, which has no political agenda to advance, he said. The comments came during the first papal visit to the young democracy sandwiched between China and Russia, where the 86-year-old pontiff has hoped not only to encourage the tiny Catholic community, but also to use his presence at China's back door to try to improve the Vatican's relations with Beijing. Beijing's Communist Party is wary of the Catholic Church on its territory and exercises strict control over all recognized religious institutions. Francis's trip drew pilgrims from the wider region, including Chinese Catholics. Ecuadorian authorities say 50 guards and 7 police officers were released more than a day after they were taken hostages in different prisons. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
This is what the government described as a response by criminal groups to its efforts to regain control of several large correctional facilities in the South American country. Earlier, the government reported that criminal groups in Ecuador used explosives to damage a bridge. 4 car bombs and 3 explosive devices went off across the country in less than 48 hours. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Famed American singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. Here's one of his most famous songs, Margaritaville.
Wasting away.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired several cruise missiles towards the Yellow Sea in the early hours of Saturday, according to the South Korean military. Details of the launch were being analyzed by South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it was the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks, including a failed spy satellite launch late last month. In a statement carried by North Korean state media, North Korea's foreign ministry accused Japan of raising tensions in the region by developing long-range missiles. Following quickly on the success of India's moon landing, the country's space agency launched a rocket on Saturday to study the sun in its first such solar mission. The rocket left a trail of smoke and fire as scientists clapped. A live broadcast on the Indian Space Research Organization's website showed. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the flamboyant Egyptian-born businessman whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana, has died one day before the crash anniversary. He was 94. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Al-Fayed, the longtime owner of Harrods Department Store and the Fulham Football Club, spent years mourning the loss of his son, Dodi. After the crash which killed his son and Princess Diana, Al-Fayed fought the British establishment, which he blamed for their deaths. Al-Fayed was convinced that Dodi and Diana were killed in a conspiracy, masterminded by Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. A family statement said he passed away peacefully on the 30th of August of old age. Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden approved the Medal of Honor for Army helicopter pilot Larry Taylor, who rescued soldiers in a Vietnam War firefight. David Hill, one of the men Taylor saved, describes what happened when they alerted Taylor to their position.
I'm heading back your way, myself and my wingman, and when I say go, pop those flares. He said, go, we popped the flares, and all hell broke loose.
The Nobel Foundation on Saturday retracted its invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremonies. Several Swedish lawmakers said Friday they would boycott this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremonies in Sweden after the private foundation that administers the awards changed its position from a year earlier and invited representatives of the 3 countries to attend. Some of the lawmakers cited Russia's war on Ukraine and the crackdown on human rights in Iran as reasons for their boycott. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.